Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And Luke, do we have a text, my friend?
Yeah, Matt. So we got Gary in Madison texting in this morning, and he is asking, how long will Russia continue the assault?
Excellent question. Gary of Madison asks, how long will Russia continue the assault? I think they will continue it as long as Putin is alive, and they'll do it incrementally. And their ultimate goal is the restoration of the what they call Greater Russia, which is essentially all Slavic peoples under Russian control. That includes Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. Actually, I don't know if they're all, they have a different language, but certainly Croatia, Romania, Serbia. He has his view as somehow he is Catherine the Great and Peter the Great, going back to the 18th century, and he's sick. You have to remember something about Putin. Putin is was a colonel in the KGB. He's a sadist. There's nothing he says that has any semblance of truth to it. He's deterred only by force and by personal fear, in his case, of a mob turning on him and hanging him in the streets. He has to be treated very carefully because they have nuclear weapons. Very carefully. What would have happened if Hitler had nuclear weapons when he went into Czechoslovakia in 1939? What would the West have done? Well, we have cool heads now. We have cool heads in Europe and the United States. If Trump ever got back in, he is Putin's slave because Putin financed him and blackmailed him. That would be a disaster. But I think what they're going to end up doing is they'll gobble up Ukraine. He will, bit by bit. He's president now till 2035. Then he will say that there are Russian speakers in eastern Poland. There are Russian speakers in eastern Estonia. And they have gone in and kidnapped people. This is in the last 15 years in Estonia, whom they didn't like, who were anti-Russian, claiming they were Russian speakers. What's Estonia going to do? The West looked the other way. He killed a guy in London with polonium poisoning, who'd written a book saying that it was Putin that had blown up the apartment buildings in 2001 when he took power as a strong man to put a stop to it. And he's the guy that did it, blaming it on Chechens and polonium poisoning this guy. Murdered a guy in Berlin. Trump said he didn't think Putin did it. The thing that enabled, one of the things enabled Trump, or enabled Putin, was Trump. When he realized that he could hack into our elections and elect a Russian agent, essentially, he was emboldened. That's why we have troops right now. Fortunately, the 82nd Airborne, southern eastern Poland, near Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland, 10 miles from the Ukrainian border. We have troops in Romania and the Czech Republic. This is essential. There cannot be any doubt that if a Russian soldier goes into Poland or goes into Romania or any of these, they've got to be resisted by force. And if they put 150,000 troops on the Polish border and move them in, they've got to be bombed. There's got to be a military response at some point. Going to the lines, David and Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, David?
Good morning, Matt. I agree with some of the items that you put out today. However, I don't think the sanctions are going to work or going to be as effective as we think it's going to be, only because, let's say hypothetically, the Stream pipeline that goes to Germany was cut off and doesn't go through. And he's holding the line with that. China is more than willing to pick up the slack. What I think we have to do, because if you look at the price of oil right now, about $100 a barrel, the United States has to open up our ability to drill, to bring the oil prices lower, because between what's happening right now is Russia's making, that is their economy, is running on oil. And the only way that you're going to affect Putin as far as a sanction is concerned is by making the supply greater. And when you make the supply greater, that will bring down prices. And the same thing would go for Iran. I mean, they're making a lot of money, and you know, the other OPEC countries. And we have to become, that's the way to do this, I think, in the short term, because right now, I agree with you that Ukraine is just the start of it. I think that he's got bigger plans, and he's waiting to see what our response is going to be. And I don't think by putting some sanctions on a couple of oligarchs is really going to do much of anything, or some investment in Ukraine. That's not really going to hurt him whatsoever. That's just my opinion, but just curious to see what your thoughts are.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Clint and David. Well, first of all, there's two things about this. One is, I think it is a good idea to increase production. However, if you think that that is going to deter him, that pipeline takes a long time. It has to be drilled. It has to be processed. It has to be put on the market. Remember something, you know, Mike Tyson, the boxer, once had a great line where they were asking him about boxing. And he said, you know, everybody has a plan until he gets punched in the mouth. Everybody has a plan until he gets punched in the mouth. Right now, Putin has punched Ukraine in the mouth and punched the West in the mouth. It's all well and good to change energy policy and start drilling more and bringing more oil into the market. The effects of that on Russia take a long time, and we've been punched in the mouth. So what do we do? I assume you agree that we shouldn't start a nuclear war with Russia over their invasion of these two so-called People's Republics. They did it in Georgia. They did it in Georgia back about 15 years ago. They did it in Crimea. I think the sanctions that we've talked about will be crippling. It's not just the oligarchs. It's crippling their banking system. The question is going to be, can we get NATO to go along with it when push comes to shove? One very favorable development is that Olaf Scholz, the green socialist guy, came out today and said that they're going to halt the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. That's good. But some of what's fueling this, quite frankly, is the Republican Party siding with Putin. Tucker Carlson is so pro-Russian that he's frequently quoted on Russian TV. And they are considering, and this is breaking news, so put this away in the back of your mind, having him interview Putin. Having to interview Putin. Carlson attacks NATO. He's turning the GOP into pro-Russian. Josh Hawley of Missouri is following that lead. He broadcast out of Hungary. Viktor Orban is a Putin puppet. CCAP is going to hold a meeting in Hungary. Let me tell you something. In the early 70s, Jane Fonda went to Vietnam, in the middle of the Vietnam War, and she schmoozed the Viet Cong, and she straddled one of their anti-aircraft guns that had been used to shoot down Navy pilots, and grinned and posed. Those Navy pilots were in prison right nearby in the Hanoi Hilton getting tortured. And she was not arrested. She should have been arrested. During the Second World War, there was Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. We had people like that in the Vietnam War. When they go over that kind of thing to the other side in the middle of a war, they should be arrested for treason. She should have been. Tucker Carlson is not Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is Tucker Fonda. He has a yellow streak down his back. He's old Yeller. And he is turning on the United States in our fight with Russia. And he's turning the GOP yellow and pro-Russian. It's one thing to say we should jack up economic sanctions. I think we should. I believe strongly we should put a military presence, as Biden did, in Romania, in Poland, in the Czech Republic. The thing about Ukraine, they are going to go through. They will outlaw the Ukrainian Catholic Church. They did it the last time they occupied Ukraine. They invaded Hungary in 1956, and they went to kill the cardinal, and he had to hide out in the American embassy and live there for years. They will wipe out the culture of any country they invade. You think of them as Yeltsin and Gorbachev. They're not Yeltsin and Gorbachev. The people are fine. I've been there. I like the people. This was a communist government. Now it's an organized crime government. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.